me down easy, babe.
WIRI Nakusa, the heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
You always had a knife.
Everybody, and welcome to the Southwood County Recreation Center.
I was far from being made of gold.
North Division Hockey coming your way as the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings host the Steel County Blades. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action tonight. Cameraman Art and Carl and Matt, the ringleader up here, and I am flanked up here by our good friend Deacon Shaw, as actually he's also known as Deacon Shutout Shaw, as he's got about three or four shutouts on the season. So, Deacon, welcome back after the Christmas break.
Thank you.
Talk about it, man. Talk about this team and what to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah, so this is going to be a good weekend for us. I think we're ready to come back after Christmas break. It's been a while, but, you know, we're ready to get to work now. You know, it's head to the grindstone here and ready to make a good push going into playoffs and starting on the right foot here tonight.
Right. The River Kings come into this game with six straight victories, looking to make it eight if they can take both games this weekend. You guys have seen the Blades, but it's been about 2 months since you've seen them. Came away with a 5-3 and a 5-2 victory in early November. So, excuse me, you faced them.
Yep.
So and I believe so did Pa Gurney did. It wasn't Turcotte tonight as he's getting the start.
Right.
But just talk about this team, because you've seen them, and you'll be seeing them tomorrow night from what I understand.
Right.
So just talk about this team.
Yeah, this team's they're very good on the power play here. They got one guy that has a very good one-timer shot there on the right-hand side to my right-hand side. So, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of taking away that tonight, and we should come out here with a good look.
You guys have a couple new faces to the team. I know it's a little different now because you're just getting to meet them, get to know them. But just talk a little bit about just some new faces coming in and some old faces still waiting to come back.
Right. Yeah. No, it's awesome to have some more guys out here. You know, good new faces. Good start to the break on the way back here. And it's great to have new guys.
What is the key to this weekend?
I think the key to this weekend is going to be just playing our game. You know, sticking to what we do best, and that's just being resilient, you know, sticking to the game plan and being resilient, never giving up.
Yeah, the River Kings, they come in first in the North Division.
I mean,
that's a big part of it, and that's something I'm sure you guys want to keep going.
Yep, absolutely. That's huge.
So we're just about ready for the anthem as we are getting the team introductions underway. I think we're having a couple bits of technical difficulty as we're looking down below. As we want to thank everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, 105.5 WIRI, and Flow Hockey. We want to thank everybody for making this possible and enjoying what we have going on here at Southwood County Recreation Center. As the River Kings look to continue building hockey up and down the river, as we're still trying to figure out what technical difficulties are going on, but as we get going with that, we will let you know. As the starters for Steel County tonight, it is led by Preston Inks, Austin Kwok, Braden Waters, Tyler Hadfield, and Arturis. Just making sure I get the name right. It's a little bit of a tongue twister there. Arturis Larenvicus. So he's really the big go-getter for Steel County, as he has the really the point total lead for the team. 17 goals, 14 assists. So he's got 31 points on the season to lead the Blades. So it's going to be a big part of needing to slow them down, or slow him down, for the River Kings to really keep doing what they want to do. So with that, we've got the technical difficulties underway. We temporarily lost the PA system, so it's kind of something important, so we got to get figured out. But we will be stepping out here for the national anthem. Be back here in a moment on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. And a beautiful rendition of the national anthem, as always, as the teams are clearing the ice and getting ready for the contest. Starting in goal tonight for Wisconsin Rapids is Guillaume Turcotte, as he comes into the game with a 6-win, 1-loss record, as he has 1 shutout on the season. He has a 2.47 goals against average, and he has a save percentage at 0.907, so he's been pretty solid between the pipes for Wisconsin Rapids all season long, as this will be his 11th start or 11th game played during the season. On the other side of things, Isaiah Polnak. Polnak, he comes into the game. This is his 12th game that he'll be playing in. He's got a little bit of a rough record with a 3-win, 4-loss record, as he is allowed 40 goals and made 312 saves. He has a goals against average of 3.71, and has a save percentage of 0.886. So, River Kings, offensively speaking, it looks like they might be able to put up some goals. But that's the thing. If he gets hot, and you know all about getting hot there, seeing things well. But if he gets hot, that could be a long night for Wisconsin Rapids.
Right. I agree. We ran into some hot goaltenders over the course of the season so far. So hopefully we can sneak one past them early and not let them get to that flow state.
We just go through with the ceremonial puck drops here, as we are just moments away from the opening puck drop here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Want to wish everybody a belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hope everyone's healthy, happy, and safe out there, and enjoying just the first couple days of the new year, which, what is it, just the third? By my count, there's a lot of good days ahead of us. So,
oh, yeah.
So looking forward to that. So, again, happy belated New Year and Merry belated Christmas there to you, Deacon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is going to be a big one here to get us on the right foot going into the rest of the season. So we're going to take care of business tonight and show we're here to play.
Wisconsin Rapids, they are wearing their normal home jerseys, where they are white tops, blue breezers, white socks with green and blue trim and stripes, green numbers with the big old Muskie River King on the front, whereas Steele County is wearing their road blacks with orange and white trim with orange numbers and the big old blades across the front. As puck drop is underway, and it is a quick save, glove save on the left side of Guillaume Turcotte, as he comes in, as I said, with a 2.47 .48 goals against average and a .907 save percentage. So he's been solid all year, as I said, as River Kings win the faceoff. That was to the glove side of Turcotte. And they get the puck down in the zone where Steele County, they come away with it and send it back up on the neutral ice. Garcia sends it up ahead. There's Tudich. Go to Allstrand. Tudich gets it back. Puck runs back towards the blue line. Garcia sends it in. Bounces off the leg pad of Polnak. Where's the puck? Eventually squirts out along the boards up to center ice. Blades trying to send it down deep. They cannot as Allstrand picks it up, goes behind the goal. The Blades are giving chase. Pinned up against the near side is the puck. Sent across the slot by Nolan Winker. As the River Kings pick up possession of the puck, they send it back out towards the blue line where it comes up neutral ice. Francisco Dente comes up with the puck, takes it down into the zone, offensive zone, as River Kings are going from my left to the right, as I am looking at it. And the puck goes around the far side, chipped up ahead to Schweitzer. Sent back down. Raffert back on the other side is Schweitzer. Schweitzer sends it back down. Behind the goal is Dente. He comes with it along the far side. Sends it out to the point where Raffert picks it up. Sends it back down along the goal line. Obstfelder comes away with it, skating towards center. He dumps it back down to Raffert. Shot right in the belly of Polak. And we got a stoppage. 18:08 left to go in the first period. No score here between the Blades and the River Kings. So we've got face-off coming. Blocker side of Polak. Looks like Schweitzer going in there. Have a hard time picking up the number on the sleeves of the on the Blades, as it's a white number with just a simple orange outline, so it's a little tough to figure out from here, but that was, if I am reading correctly, that was Tristan Sheffley on the draw that got sent right back into the belly of Polnak. Another stoppage, faceoff, and then River Kings are hounding it in the corner. Dente comes away, shot right in the slot, and it's covered right off the leg pads of Polnak, and he was able to recover as we got another stoppage. 17:53 left to go in the first period. No score as we get a little bit of a collision behind the goal. Dente, it looks like, was in there as everybody's skating off. No penalty. Everyone's staying pretty calm on that. Another faceoff coming to the glove or blocker side of Polnak. Faceoff won by Steele County. They dump the puck back down around the far boards. Chevy Alexander first slip, take a slap shot from the point. It's redirected by Atkins. Shot and a goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Steele County, and the River Kings are up 1-0.
Diamond with a good goal there. That is huge to be able to score this early in the period. So that's definitely going to get us started and getting us in the right direction. So good job to Diamond there.
Looks like the time of the goal is 2:18. As it was just a shot, point blank, that was turned around by Chevy Alexander. And right at the top of the crease was Diamond, and he knocked her home. So the River Kings are up 1-0, not even 3 minutes into, just over 2 minutes into the contest. Rapids wins that faceoff, and it is instantly covered by Polnak as we got to stop it just a few seconds after River Kings' first goal. So that is a huge opportunity for the River Kings, and they made good on it. That is Noah Diamond on the score. And there was assists to Owen Atkins and Oliver Bulldog, as that is a 1-0 lead for the River Kings as they get the puck down into the offensive zone yet again. Puck goes around the boards. That is picked up over by the Blades. Big collision just shy of the Blades bench as the River Kings, they gather the puck, take it into the offensive zone. Drop pass by Chevy Alexander back to Ilian. And now that is a mishandled puck, and Steele County takes a shot just from the blue line, and that is gloved by Turcotte. And we have another stop at 16:50 left to go in the first period. River Kings up 1-0. So, Deacon, just talk about that fast start and how important that is as a team.
That's one of the biggest things you could do as a team. You know, it gets everyone going. It gets everybody's confidence up a little more. Everybody starts to be able to take a better look at things, you know, when you're positive about things. And it gets the, especially for a goalie, being in a goalie's perspective, it's huge to build your confidence. You know, the team's getting one early, so that definitely helps there as well.
Quick face-off to the glove side of Jome and corralled by the Blades, and blocker save goes up into the netting, so we got another stoppage. So, as your perspective, because there's been many times where you've been on the good side of a quick lead, but on, when you've not been on a good side of a fast start, I mean, how much you got to forget it and just keep going?
It's almost as quick as you can. You know, I like to go through something where you reset and you refocus and just focus on the next shot. And biggest thing is giving your team a chance to win as a goalie's perspective. Yes. So that's all you can do. Make save you should and make some you shouldn't every night.
Absolutely, and there are some big saves made right there by Paulnak as the River Kings, they corralled that faceoff, went up the far side, and a couple point-blank shots right into the belly of Isaiah, and he stands tall. Another stoppage, 16:26 left to go in the first period, still 1-0 River Kings over the Blades. Faceoff to the glove side of Paulnak. River Kings control it, they keep it down in the zone. Backhand was one of the new faces to the River Kings this just after this Christmas break, as it's Lutfulin, Shamil Lutfulin, as he backhanded down deep. But Steele County, they were able to recover, and they have it now back in the Rapids zone. Shot from the point, that is a high shot, but it's still right in the chest of Turco. And we got another stoppage, just under 16 minutes left to go in the first period, 15:59 to be exact. 1-0 River Kings still to this point.
Good job on Turcotte there, the way to control that puck and not let that puck get loose.
Face off to the glove side of Turcotte, and it is brought up by Rapids. Bryceland takes it all the way down. He takes a shot from the high slot, and that's just a big glove save there by Paulnak. We got another stoppage. Kind of a disjointed start to the game, a lot of stoppage.
Right.
How tough is that to stay focused on in that when it's not a real good flow?
You know, it's not too tough. I feel like that's a lot of like a mental adversity there. You just keep your head in it and keep mentally strong in that aspect.
Well, Rapids wins that faceoff, but there goes Steele County as their big point getter. Learn Vikas, he comes up with it, and he's just hounded right away by the Rapids defense. Rapids comes up with a loose puck, and that's going to be Allstrand. He sends it up ahead to Tudic, just misses the mark, just a little bit behind him. Rapids has the puck in the far corner. Coming away with it is Tudic up. Garcia shot from the slot, just off the blocker. Rapids still having possession. Garcia near side, just atop of the circle, sends one in. Big rebound lay in there. Send around Anderson. Anderson, he's another one. Ricochet right at the top of the slot. That's turned away by Paulnak as big collision at center ice by the newcomer. And there is a whistle. And I think that's going to be an offsides penalty, or not penalty, excuse me, an offsides call, where we will have a faceoff just outside the Rapids zone. 15:03 left to go in the first period. Still 1-0 for the River Kings. Faceoff on the other side, coming up with it. Tudic, he comes away with it. Rapids comes up with the puck out center ice where Steele County's able to get to it, but they whiff on a pass. Anderson comes up and the puck gets sent up almost into the Steele County bench. Tudic stops, spins, back to Anderson. Anderson gets pushed down along the boards as Beauchamp, he comes up there and the puck gets sent back. Raffert has to corral it, sends it up to center ice. Tudic gets it. He can't quite get it to stick on the stick. It's in his hands as Tudic battling on the far side. Neither team really having possession of it, but puck squirts down on the Rapids defensive end. And there's a penalty coming up as Raffert, he felt down as he was going down. He got pushed head first into the boards, and there will be a penalty coming up against Steele County as Raffert, a little slow to get up, but he's all right. But there's going to be a two-minute penalty coming up on Steele County. That time of the penalty is going to be 5:37. I believe it's a roughing penalty. Tristan Schifelli has boarding, actually. So the River Kings are on the power play. They win that faceoff to the glove side of Paul Nock as Obstfelder top the slot. He sends one high, and that is gloved. Big save there for the Blades. Another stoppage, 14-11 left to go in this first period. 1:48 left to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings. There's faceoff coming to the blocker side of Paul Nock. Tudich comes away with the puck. Drop pass back to Anderson. Anderson across the way, Obstfelder, Allstrand. Allstrand back to Obstfelder. Allstrand now sends it up near side, back to Obstfelder inside the blue line. Shot, try to be a redirect. Behind the back pass, turned away by the defense. Tudich, he sends the puck up Schweitzer. Schweitzer battling for it, whereas the puck bounces off a Steele County defender. Rapids still able to hold down the zone for a minute, and then it gets sent the length of the ice. Steele County was finally able to clear, and it's stopped by Turcotte. And Rapids comes up ready for the attack as Obstfelder up to Allstrand. Allstrand up Tudich. Tudich near side, flanked by Schweitzer, now trailed by Schweitzer. Around the cage goes Tudich. Picked up by Anderson. Anderson back to Tudich, about the circles. Puck's being passed around. Obstfelder, big shot over the crossbar, off the glass. Back, Rapids trying to hold the zone. Obstfelder does. Cross-ice pass to Allstrand. Allstrand to the slot. Shot by Tudich, and that's just wide of the mark. Rapids really taking control here. As pass to the slot. Puck just bouncing around. Slips through. Schweitzer can't quite connect on that as Rapids still trying to hammer one home with 30 seconds left on the skater advantage. Steele County trying to get in there as they're blocking the puck, sending it around. Opportunity for Rapids to send it right through the crease. Nobody home. Whereas Steele County, with 16 seconds left on the skater advantage for Rapids, sends it the length of the ice. So Rapids, if they want one more opportunity, they got to move quick with 10 seconds to go in this skater advantage. But I think they're ready to just come up with the next possession. Far side is Denty. Denty carries across the zone. He's flanked by two others. Centering pass, no one home. Steele County sends it up and into the netting now to play. Another stoppage, 12:18 to go in the first period. 1-0 River Kings, as that is the end of Rapids' first power play in the game. Not a bad power play.
Nope.
By any means, but just talk about how big those saves were by Paul Nock. Boy, they were point blank and they were coming fast.
Those are big saves. It's great to find your game after you give up one decently early. So I think that was a great way to bounce back and get confidence going into the rest of the game.
Face off to the blocker side of Paul Nock. Rapids comes away with it. Diamond holds the zone. Now Ilian comes up, drop pass across the way to Atkins. Ilian back. He's looking to connect with Beauchamp. He sends it back down to Atkins. Atkins skating around, circles up to Beauchamp. He holds his own. Cross ice to Ilian. Tried to get a centering pass. That wasn't too on point as it falls out of the zone. And Beauchamp, he has got to corral it. And Rapids has to reset the zone as the puck gets sent over into the beer garden. Hope no one dropped their beer. Hope no one got hurt as we got a stoppage of play. 11:44 to go in this first period of action at the Southwood County Recreation Center between Steele County Blades and Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Again, thanks for joining us on Blow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI is McNeish. He wins that draw just outside the Steele County zone. Rapids trying to get something going. There's a shot turned away at the last second by McNeish. Riceland's trying to get it down into the slot. Rapids still poking the puck back down in the zone. McNeish, he catches the puck right off the shoulder, nearly in the face, out to center ice. Rapids trying to get it back down in the zone as Hadfield sends it in on Turcotte. Turcotte, he decides to glove it and hold on to it. Another stoppage of play, 11-11 to go on this first period of action. Rapids still holding a 1-0 advantage. A bunch of other games going on tonight as Northwest Express over at Isanti and the Mullets are having fun over in Hudson against the Havoc. Earlier today, the Squatch took on Bold City, and they got a big 6-0 win down there. That's number two team in the division is Steele County. They send the puck down the length of the ice for an icing, so we got another stop at just under 11 minutes to go. So, yeah, there's been definitely a lot of hockey being played tonight. Over the next several days, there's going to be a whole bunch of hockey played tomorrow, and we'll get into that a little later in the game, as we get to worry about this one on hand right now. River Kings up 1-0, 10:56 to go in the first period. Shot from the point was Utfulan. Wasn't able to get home. That was turned away by a bunch of defensemen in the way as the puck is being sent the length of the ice yet again. And they'll have another icing call against Steele County. 10:41 to go in the first period. River Kings still up 1-0. They're getting opportunities, but just sometimes that goalie's been making some pretty good saves for Steele County. He has stopped 14 of 15 shots faced so far in the game, so he's definitely getting a good workout in tonight to this point. Faceoff won by Rapids. Garcia shot from the point, and that's shot right in the belly of Paul Knock. Got another stoppage, 10.5 to go in the first period. When you're seeing the puck that many times that early, you're making those saves, it really helps you settle in pretty quick, doesn't it?
Right. I believe it does, as well as you get your eyes, be able to track the puck a little bit more. It makes your job a little bit more easier.
We got another faceoff glove side of Paul Knock, and he dives out there and covers it as just slowly rolled in on him. Another stoppage, 10:32 to go in this first period of action. Another quick faceoff here. That is controlled by Steele County, center on the boards, as Utfulan sends it back down, centering attempt. Beautiful opportunity by Tudich to Allstrand, but no one home as Allstrand's fighting for it back behind the goal. Steele County, they're on the charge now, bringing it up to center ice. Getting pushed around there by Lutfullen. Anderson comes around behind the cage up to Garcia. Garcia up to Tudich, gets around a defender, comes up the far side, stops about the circles, takes a shot, blocked by the shins of a defenseman. Garcia staves it into the zone. As Anderson gets it, sends it up to down behind the cage. Tudich is there. Centering pass. That's Anderson. Drop pass to Lutfullen. Lutfullen shot. That gets turned away as Steele County. They're trying to bounce it up ahead. Garcia playing some defense here. As up goes Turcotte as he sends it way back up to Allstrand. Or Tudich with it. He gets a kick back out into center ice. Garcia saves it as he tries to bring it up into the zone. Takes a big slap shot there, but intercepted by Hervey. As Hervey gets the puck and he crashes into the zone. Big contact against the near boards by Beauchamp. As puck is behind the goal and comes away with it, is Beauchamp. Beauchamp taking it all the way into the zone. He's got a helper shot, and that's just wide of the mark by Opsfelder. He had Paulnuck pulled all the way to the near side. He just couldn't knock it home, as there is no icing on that play. As Raffert giving chase, far side, Opsfelder. He comes up, he hits Denti, can't quite get the pass to hold, as Rapids needs to get back on sides to avoid a whistle, and they do, as Steele County comes back up, 8:42 to go in the first period. Rapids holding that 1-0 advantage. It's contact along far boards, no penalty being called, letting them play. As up far side, Denti chips the puck into the zone. Balduk, he's giving a chance or chase to it as he backs out, tries to get back into a shooting position. Raffert holds his own, sends it back down. Steele County gets there first. Puck comes up neutral ice. Coming up the far side is Waters. Waters sends it in the far corner, nobody home. Raffert gathers the puck, stops, spins, turns back around. Balduk with it now, sends up neutral ice. Denti toe drags, cross, brings it into the zone. He's surrounded by three, and he still gets a puck, shoots right in the belly. The puck is loose, and it's now finally covered by Paulnuck, and we've got another stoppage. 7:58 left to go in the first period. Big saves yet again as Rapids, they're getting opportunities. They're just having a hard time getting them into the back of the net.
Paulnuck did a very good job of finding that puck there and making sure that one was covered for a whistle.
He's doing a great job there between the pipes for the Blades. As puck is won by Rapids on that faceoff. That was to the blocker side of Paulnuck. Ilian tries to take a shot from the circle. Red River King has a broken stick. Chevy Alexander shoots. Big rebound right on the doorstep. Backhand attempt by Atkins. Nobody home. Puck gets sent behind the cage. Steele County trying to pass it up into the neutral ice, and they get it there. Lauren Vikas, he's in there in the mix as he's trying to give chase. Ilian bumps it up into the attacking zone. He stops, spins, tries to center it. He does. Atkins can't quite get a stick on it. As Steele County really, really clogging up the passing lanes and shooting lanes for Rapids. As Bulldogs bounce up to Ilian. Ilian down to Diamond. Diamond tries to center it. Nobody home. Chevy Alexander sends her on the boards to Atkins. Atkins, back pass into the slot. Puck is still loose. Diamond with it. Around the circles. Rapids playing almost like they're on the power play at the moment with how they are controlling it. Broken sticks all over the ice at the moment as Bulldog tries a shot just outside the circles. No one home. Then the same goes for Chevy Alexander. No one home. Bulldog with it. Big rebound into the chest of a defenseman. Puck gets cleared to center ice as Bulldog takes a puck, chips it up to Cooper. Cooper, seen his first time of the night, that from what I can recall, gets pinned up in the boards right down in front of us. McNeish giving chase. Puck is flipped up into the bench, and we got a stoppage. 6:30 to go in this first period, where the River Kings are leading 1-0 over Steel County. 21-6 shot advantage, so you can definitely say Rapids is controlling play. They're having a hard time getting anything in the back of the net other than that one opportunity. Face-off coming right at the center ice. And it is controlled by Rapids. McNeish back to, I believe that was Riley Williams. He's out there again. And puck is sent up into the zone. No icing as it was less than half the sheet of ice. Puck comes up to center ice. Williams with it again. Cross pass to Beauchamp. Up ahead to Bryceland. Bryceland seen his first action back after an injury, so it's good to see the young man out there. As Cooper, pass back to Beauchamp. Puck is out center ice, where Steel County's attempting to get a couple line changes in, as they were going to be offsides, but they're onsides now as Bryceland gets the puck. Bryceland sends up to Cooper. Cooper, shot circle, right on the doorstep. Puck is stopped and covered up by Paulnuck. That was another great opportunity for the River Kings. Paulnuck is definitely making the saves tonight.
Agreed. I think we need to get another one past him here, you know, get him off his game a little bit. But like we said earlier, he's had some good looks and made some good saves, so he's definitely answering the door right now.
Face-off coming, 5:47 left to go in this first period. Rapids, I'd say, controls that puck as they're right in the slot, just trying to get it home as bounce pass back to Allstrand, but now it's Tomsek comes away with it for Steel County, trying to get something set up. And it will be an icing, so we get another stoppage. 5.5 to go in the first period. Rapids up 1-0 as we inch closer to that first intermission. And, you know, it's like you said, Deacon, he's making these he let that one in early, but now it's a new game to him, and he's settled in quite well. And like you said, it really try to knock him off his game because he's reset into that new game. And a one-goal lead, I mean, yeah, you can win a game on it, but you definitely want a few more goals, I would assume.
Right, great. Rapids. Great bounce back as he makes another save here. But, yeah, very great bounce back. It gives the team confidence in front of him as well and lets the team gain more and maybe even try to even the playing field here.
Right. And I mean, Rapids had another one. They hit just wide, bounced off the pipe right back down right in front of Paulnuck and tried to slam it home. But he was right there again to cover it. So we got another stoppage, 5:19 to go in the first period. Rapids up 1-0. Face-off to neutral ice. That is controlled by Tunich. He sends it down into the offensive zone as time keeps on ticking off the clock. Anderson giving chase. And we've got Lutfulin sends it down through the zone into the back of the net. As Steel County trying to mount an attack. Lutfulin giving a little bit of physicality there as Allstrand comes away with it. Sends it up to Anderson. Anderson stops, gets up high slot. Shot, big rebound in the slot. Knocked away by Steel County as Garcia gets the puck center ice. Garcia takes it right up the middle. He gets around the defense. Shot. Big rebound. No one able to send it home. Shot lifted over the net by Allstrand. That was an opportunity as Paulnuck was laying flat on his belly. There's nothing he could do. Just a little too much muscle on it. Allstrand tried to center it. Puck is loose in the circle as Tunich comes away. Allstrand shot. Turned away by Paulnuck from Anderson. Allstrand ties up in the corners. Tudich goes to join. Puck squirts loose around the boards. Lutfulin back around the boards. Nobody home as Garcia gives chase. Garcia can't hold his own. Comes out to center ice as it's squirting loose as Lutfulin comes away with it. Sends it up back neutral ice where Steel County sends it deep. They can't as Lutfulin was there. Lutfulin's trying to get it down in the zone. He does. comes up the near side circle. He has no one there. Now he does as he goes around the cage. He gets hit up against the boards. Big physical play being used by both teams now. Puck is picked up by Apsfelder. Lufulin couldn't quite hold on to it. Puck is bouncing as Steel County takes it behind the goal, and they're trying to break out of the zone. Reborg tries to send it up, as he does, but it's last touched by Rapids. That's Raffert, and giving chase is Steel County. They tie it up in the far corner. 3.5 to go in this first period. Rapids up 1-0. Puck is tied up behind the goal as Raffert chips it up to Denti. Denti up the near side. Sends it up to Apsfelder as he stops. A little fancy footwork there. Gets around the defense, centering. Raffert shot. Big rebound. Raffert can't send another one as he stops the puck. Keeps it up into the zone. Puck falls loose as it's carried up by Steel County. Ledrette sends it down behind the goal. Under 3 minutes to go in this first period. Beauchamp comes up the far side. He's got numbers with him. Schweitzer takes it up there as Rapids will be whistled for an offsides. Offsides by about a foot, but offsides nonetheless as we are 2:48 away from the first intermission of this game. 26-6 shot advantage for Rapids as they are definitely controlling play to this point. They just only have one goal to show for it, but that's a huge tip of the cap to Isaiah Paulnak as he's been standing on his head through most of the period. Face-off, one to the glove side of Paulnak by the Blades. Diamond, though, does get the puck, and it's sent in, deflected, now sent back out to neutral ice by the Blades. 2.5 to go as Rapids tries to regroup, as there will be no offsides on that as River Kings keep giving chase. Ilian, Bulldog, and Atkins all had opportunity, but Bale up. Bale sends it across the ice over to Inks, and puck is loose below the goal, and Rapids is trying to get it out of there as Atkins, he sends it up off the boards, and that will be an icing no icing. That was ruled no icing by the near side official, and we play on. Go Diamond with the puck, high slot, shot and a goal! Diamond with the second of the night, and Rapids goes up 2-0 over the Blades.
Boy, oh boy, is the Diamond shining bright tonight as he gets his second of the game here.
Outstanding sequence there as he got the puck down low and sent bounced around a little bit, and he was standing right on the doorstep yet again, and he sends it flying home over the glove, top shelf, as Rapids now has a 2-0 lead. Ilian to Diamond, slot, and that was deflected, I believe, right in front. So, I mean, I didn't see a number that it was deflected by, so it might go to Diamond, but it looked like a change course right in front of the goal. As faceoff is won by Steel County, and they got a shot right in immediately that Turcotte was able to get it away. Diamond with the second goal. They are calling that as well. Atkins with another goal. And another one! Another goal! Puck went behind the cage, hit right on the doorstep, fired it home, and Rapids is getting up 3-0 over the Blades with a goal by McNeish.
Great look there by Bryson to find McNeish in the slot, and that's huge for Hogan. I'm super excited he got that one. That's huge. Hopefully he can get some confidence of that for the rest of the year.
That's two late goals, and that's something that we can talk about. That's got to be a little deflating for as well as Steel County's been playing. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, they're in trouble.
I agree. That's a great way for us to end the period here and go look into the second, and Steel County's got some digging to do.
18:33, the time of the third goal, as Rapids looking to add a couple more here. Puck is loose right on the doorstep. Shot. And a goal! Another goal! Rapids goes up 4-0. We'll get these scoring updates up to you as fast as we can. It's Fast and Furious at the Southwood County Rink, and Rapids is opening up 4-0 over the Blades.
McNeish with another one. He's taking one out of Diamond's playbook there, getting two in a night, so that's huge for him.
That has to be deflating for Steel County, because that's three goals in, I think, less than a minute, to be honest with you, as we will await the official scoring, as I will have to get some numbers crunched here in a minute. Rapids has the puck behind the goal, just with a minute left, as we have just under a minute now in the first period. Tied up in the far corner is Wisconsin Rapids, battling with that puck against Steele County. Raffert tries to hold his own. He cannot, as puck goes to about the circles. Corral by Rapids. Bryceland sends up across. Can't quite hit the mark with blocker. As Rapids has the puck down low, Steele County trying to clear it. They cannot. Raffert, top of the circles. 30 seconds go. He gets ridden off the puck. Raffert trying to send it down. Steele County trying to lift it out. Locker with it, sends it down. Puck bounces not into the netting as Tudich is battling back there. Anderson stops. He stops on a dime, tries to get the puck back behind him. He cannot. Lutfulin holding on to this near side on the blue line as he skates over as Locker sends it in. Bouncing puck just wide of the mark as Anderson sends it back down. Tudich tries to center it, and no one's there but Blades defenders, as that is your period. And that is a huge first period for Wisconsin Rapids as they lead Steele County 4-0. We'll quick take a look at these scoring totals. Rapids got scoring here at the 218 mark. Noah Diamond assists to Owen Atkins and Oliver Bulduk. And then another one at the 18:07 mark by Diamond with assist to Atkins and Bulduk yet again. And then we got some other scoring as 18:33, Hogan McNeish assist to Jake Bryceland. And then the final one in that frame, 18:45, McNeish with assist to Locker and Hunter Raffert. And that's how we have a 4-0 lead for the River Kings over the Steele County Blades. In that period, Steele County, 6 shots. That means there were 6 saves by Jerome Turcot. And then on the other side, Rapids, they put up 30 shots where Isaiah Paulnock, he played outstanding as he made 26 saves out of those 30. So what we'll do, we're going to take a step out, going to play a couple games, going to get a new sheet of ice. We'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the mid-teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week, highs mainly in the teens and partly sunny. Currently it's 12 degrees.
your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light, kind of cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end. Girl, my turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon over them city nights. And I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. Guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gon' ever lose. A small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby. I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
Said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Trying to get to the view. I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a wild. Outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, and cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. Taking way too many pictures on your phone, showing them off to everybody that you know back home, and even some you don't. Yeah, they say
Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way. I've been longing to
her when she's around. She takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle word for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady.
Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, with the aid of a three goal in about a 45-second span to end that first period, lead the Steele County Blades 4-0. Two goals by both Noah Diamond and Hogan McNeish are the culprits to how Wisconsin Rapids has the lead. So goes the way we think it could, this might be another good night to be the River Kings. So up here, I want to again thank everybody up here, Carl and Art, and then flanked over to my left, Deacon, shout out Shaw here. So Deacon, talk to me. As a goaltender, what are you looking at now with the lead?
With the lead, I'm kind of looking here to stay relaxed, you know, stay poised, and always keep your legs moving. You know, you never know when a quick one's going to come, and you got to be ready for it when it comes.
Now, what are you looking at as a goaltender, which I know you haven't been in the position too much?